All right. Lawyer talk off the record on the air. I can't resist it, folks. I just can't resist it. I read these comments on Facebook and I love it. Thank you, by the way, for engaging. I appreciate everybody watching and leaving your comments. And I'm going to go backwards here. I did something posted. It looks like it was on March 16. And I didn't even think this would cause a stink or a stir, but it did. And I've commented on the comments now. This is my second time because it's apparently pretty controversial. But what I said is we were talking about discovery rules under the old Ohio discovery rules. And I get it. Sometimes we clip these things up and the context doesn't always come through. Check us out on your podcast feed and get the whole episode. But I was talking generally about what it used to be like in Ohio pre-2010. When I first started practicing law long ago in 1995, we had some pretty tight discovery rules in Ohio. That means we weren't allowed to get access to complete, really hardly any police reports and certainly no witness statements prior to trial. Let me read some of the comments when I said this. And this just happened 3 hours ago. It's a mistrial if any materials aren't left out. Where is this guy policing? North Korea. Another comment. I practice in two states and one territory. I've never seen a place where the police reports weren't turned over. For real, laugh out loud. They get that right way before any depositions or anything. I'm not sure what alternative reality this guy's in. I'm the guy, I guess. Wait a minute. And then somebody says, maybe it's something from decades ago. Yes, it is. Almost two decades, as it turns out. I was saying the same thing. As a law enforcement officer, my reports are always went to the defense almost automatically. All part of discovery. Same here. Reports always made available. They don't do this anymore. But in Chesapeake Bay, up to about 4 years ago, so out in Virginia, they did not turn over unless it was a DUI. Somebody else says it can be excluded in a certain. Anyway, look, people think I'm crazy. People think I'm nuts. Here's this guy, a trick. It's called discovery. Any second year law student knows this trick. This is the best comment ever, by the way. I do appreciate this one. Just go hunting with the prosecutor, bond with him, maybe finesse some information out of him. If you're lucky, he'll let you see his files. I get it. I love My Cousin Vinny too. The police report should always be part of discovery as standard. In my ADA days, we gave open file. The defense attorney got everything I had. An old-time ADA assistant district attorney, I presume, once told me if you can't convict them after giving them your file, you don't need to be convicted. Fair enough. Anyone get a copy of police report without even going to court? Freedom of Information Act, that's not true. If it's an ongoing case, by the way, an investigative stage, you ain't getting anything in Freedom of Information request. Somebody else, police reports aren't secret in court. They're part of discovery. They're literally the basis of the charge. Of course, they'd be available to the defense. What's fascinating about this to me is that when things change, they sort of become baked into our new reality cake. I'm hearing here is it seems so insane, the notion that there was a time when I would stand up on behalf of a criminal client in a courtroom here in Columbus, Ohio, Franklin County, throughout the state of Ohio, and have to try that case without first having complete access to a complete police report and summary, without having complete access to all the witnesses' statements. Here they're even, some people are even referencing depositions as if I would have had a chance to actually sit down and ask witnesses questions prior to trial. We don't do that in Ohio. We can't do that in Ohio. I understand that may happen elsewhere. But it seems so foreign that would be the situation in even just 15 years ago or 16 years ago here in Ohio that people can't even get their heads around it. And look, I get it. It's sort of an interesting phenomenon. But I do want to go back and cover this. Because there used to be discovery in Ohio, and federal court has a similar, at least Rule 16 is generally discovery in federal and state courts. And our criminal Rule 16 here in Ohio, pre-2010, had something in 16B2, had something called an investigatory privilege, which exempted police reports, internal memoranda, investigation documents made by prosecutors or law enforcement from discovery. Witness statements, 16B1G. Defense counsel were not allowed to see the statements of the prosecution witness until after the witness had testified on direct examination. And that meant, like, here's how that worked. the victim of a crime that's accusing my client, or a key witness accusing my client of committing a crime, would testify. And I'd be taking notes, you know, sort of vigorously. And then the judge would look down on you over his glasses and say, cross-examination, counselor. And I would have to literally stand up and say, judge, we are specifically requesting 16B1G material. May we approach? So we approach the bench. The prosecutor brings the prior handwritten statement, or the prior, maybe it's contained in a police report, like quoted or something. And we go over it with the judge. And the judge says, I don't see any inconsistencies here. I'm not going to give it to you. Some judges were far more liberal about it. There was a case called Columbus versus B-E-E that said I get to participate at least in the review. But that's how it worked, guys. I mean, I would have to, and then I would go back on the fly and stand up with statements that I thought were inconsistent, and then have to cross-examine the witness on those statements. You want to learn how to be a trial lawyer? Do it that way. I promise you, you'll learn fast. There were some workarounds. We would certainly exculpatory evidence. Things that were helpful to the defense, the prosecutor had to give us. Now, look, I'm not calling all prosecutors dirty, rotten liars, and I'm not saying all prosecutors aren't dirty, rotten. Some are, some aren't. But generally speaking, I've always had, look, it's like asking the cat to guard the hen house, or whatever the old saying, or the fox to guard the hen house. Not because they're going to be inherently dishonest, but they're going to come with their own confirmation bias on what might be helpful to the defense. With all due respect, I'd much rather take my opinion, what would help me in the defense, than the prosecutor's opinion on what he or she thinks will help me in the defense. But in theory, the obvious exculpatory evidence the prosecutors would have to turn over. So for instance, if there were like several statements by a witness and they were patently obviously inconsistent amongst each other, in theory, that would be exculpatory evidence and the prosecutor might give me that stuff in advance. I would issue subpoenas for documents and records and try to grab stuff. I had my own gumshoe, my investigator. I would send him out on every case to interview witnesses and try to find out everything we could. I mean, it's like that was the only way you could do it. I'd be on the phone at night. I'd be walking around the city at night interviewing people, figuring stuff out. I still do that stuff, but that was the best way you had to figure it out. Then comes 2010. Modernization, says Google. The rules changed significantly on July 1, 2010, when the High Supreme Court adopted the new Criminal Rule 16 to require much broader, quote, open file discovery. That's when everything changed. So those of you who are commenting on anything that occurred after, even in Ohio, 2020 or 2010 in Ohio, you missed the boat, man. I mean, look, I get it. Maybe it got clipped out and you didn't catch it. But that's how it used to be. We have it good now. We get to see the entire file. I get to go to school on all the statements. I get to dig around in it. I get to spend time preparing with proper discovery. And I never used to get to do that in the first half of my career. So look, I appreciate the water I'm swimming in now because I knew what the water used to look like when I was swimming in it before, but I didn't know what the water I was swimming in before could be so good as it is now. You get what I'm saying. So I love the comments. And, you know, I get it. Maybe it was taken out of context or clipped out of contents. But that's how it used to be, folks. I promise that's what it was. If you've got more comments on that, you want me to talk about it more, I'd be happy to do it. No more trial by ambush in Ohio, at least not now. And this is Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air, taking on comments, Lawyer Talk style. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant. Check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.